Okay, here we go. We're the Rambam Hilchas Beis Hamikli Hamikdash Perichas Halacha Dalet Chapter 8 Law 4. We're continuing to study the Big Day Kahuna, the clothing of the Kohanim. Big Day Kahuna Mitzvasam Shu Chadoshim. It's a mitzvah that the clothing of the Kohanim should be Chadoshim, new, Noim, nice, Umishulashim, and long. Kederach Bigdag Doling, like honorary people, wear flowing robes as a sign of honor and dignity. Shenemar, as it says to describe these garments, Lechavot, they are for your honor, Luciferus, and for your beauty. However, if they were Hayu Mid Tush Toshim, if they were dirty, Omekorain or ripid, Arukim Yosef, they were way too long.
Dragging.
Oh, Kitsarim Pulsus Midasa, or too short, or even Shesilkan ba'avnate, and you folded them under your belt in such a way that made them too short. In other words, they fit, but you picked up the pants to go under the belt, and now it became short. Or the coat, your jacket, you made it too short because you folded it under the belt. You did the avoda with that in any of those situations.
No.
Sula!
Ooh.
It's not a kosher avoda.
Oh, no.
On the other hand, if they were hayu mishuchakim, what if they were just worn out? But they were old, right? We said it's supposed to be new, but they were old. Or sure, arukim, or they were a little bit too long, but you saved the day. Vesilkam ba'avna, you folded the garment to go under your belt so it would fit properly. And then you do the avoda under those two circumstances. Avodasa kshera, it is a kosher service.
What it looks like, not what it actually is. Like, I mean, if
like dirt,
it's appropriate. But you should,
if it's dirty, you can't do it. Torn, you can't do it.
Worn out is not dirty. That's the difference. Next. Hey. Kol bagei bigdei kahuna shenasu tzoyim. Any garments of the kohen that become
soiled.
Ain malabnison, we don't bleach them. Ain mechabsin also, we don't wash them out, because there's a rule, ain anius b'mokam ashirus. There's not poverty where there's luxury. Kohanim live luxurious lifestyles for the king, as it were. And therefore, you know, you're not cleaning shirts in the Beis HaMikdash.
They never went to the laundry?
No. Well, you don't clean them. Ella, we leave them in Icham Sios. Leave them for wicks. In the Beis HaMikdash, you need lots of wicks. There are lots of candles all over the place.
Wow.
Remember, torches, this, that, at night.
This is the ordinary coin.
What? We're going to see. We're going to see. There's all kinds of garments coming up here. So what do they do instead? The love is going to put a new one on. That's all. Ubigde coin gadol shabal. But what if the coin gadol's garments got worn out? Goins and also they're entombed. They're put away.
Buried.
Big day, love on Shavim Yom Kippur. What about the white garments that he wears, special Yom Kippur, only once a year? Ain't over him, Pam Shilam. He never wears them again. Ella Ning Zonim B'makom Shivshirosam Sham. They are buried in the place where he disrobed on Yom Kippur when he took them off. That's what they just stayed. I don't know how long the pile lasted. You can, hundreds of years, but anyway.
Well, how do you bury it? Is there soil? Because it's sort of like a dirt. It's not a dirt floor. It's sort of like
put in Geniza. They're entombed. They're not necessarily buried. They're just put away. Shenemar v'hinicham sham. He will leave them there. V'masur mana. You cannot have any other pleasure from that. They're never to be used.
So let's
again.
Say 410 years the first temple. 420 years the
a
second
lot
temple.
Of garments.
420 garments. Wow. So when the Romans came to destroy it, there were a lot of garments.
Figure out what
entombed. Yep, stored away. Maybe under the ground. Underground. There was, you know, under. Remember colonnades? And there was levels underneath.
Okay.
I don't know. Vav, michnese kohanim hedyotim. Okay, now let's get in more detail now. If the pants of a regular kohen, shabo, they got worn out, vavnem and their belts, what would they do with them when they wore out? Remember, these things are made out of linen. Wool, whatever.
So
they make wicks from it. Umadlikem b'migdash, and they would light them in the Beis HaMikdash, specifically b'simchas Beis HaShoeva, when the water rejoicing ceremony, because it was done in the dark.
Sukkot.
It was done then. But not for the menorah, because they were made out of wool, which is not fit for
cotton. You need cotton for those.
Right, so they weren't fit for the candles over there.
Yeah.
The kosnos kohanim hedyotim. What about the tunics of the kohen hedyot? Shabbat got worn out. Vels hayo osimehem psilos lemenoras tamid. You would make them wicks for the menoras tamid. I guess for the daily menoras. Now, I'm trying to understand why would that be any difference? Isn't the ketonas made out of the same material? How is that any better? I don't know.
I think it's only wool.
Or linen.
Linen. Okay. Okay. So, and the same would be for the hats. Okay. But you can't do the, well, I'm not sure. But anyway, that's what you could do. Okay, Zion. Call big the Kohanim any barim el Michel Tzibor. The Kohanim's clothing, where are they funded from? The public coffers. The Yochich, now, in a little bit different than we had a halacha before, the Yochich is not a beg of the kahuna. What if an individual made a garment for the coin? He made a garment and said, I'd like to donate this garment. Mm. Well, that's okay, provided that Moser Letzibur, you give it to the communal chest and give it to the community. And then for the community, umutar, then it can go to the coin.
But don't give it right
there. Vehen kol klishars. And then any utensils of service, v'atzei marach, or wood for the base bath. Shemasar and Yochel Tzibur, the individual gives it for the community. Same thing. Harehem Shem, they're kosher. Provide you're giving it first to the community, and then it's used in its service. Ach, kol korban tzibur, even congregational korbanos. Shisnadimus of Yochel, if an individual donates a korban, the animal, mishalok, sherem, it's also good. However, obevad, shimso tzibur, he has to first give in the congregation. So it can't be here. I'm going to give this korb for the korban tzibur, and I'm going to bring it up right now and shecht it. No. You got to give it to the congregation. Now it's congregational, then it can be used. All right, ches. Now, very interesting halacha next. Big dough, just like we said, the utensils would have seconds and thirds in case something becomes tameh. So where were the clothing? When you were the Kohen and came in for your week to work, where was the clothes? Where'd you pick it up? So big day Kohanim had yotim for the regular Kohanim. How you also have mach lotzos, rabos. They made many changes of clothing, meaning there were a number of shirts, numbers of pants, a whole bunch of them, for, first of all, to have enough for all the Kohanim, and in case any of them became tummy or damaged or dirty, there'd be replacements. So there's a whole bunch. You'll see how they divided it. So look at this. Vishisha v'tishim chalon hayu b'migdash. There were 96 cubicles in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm sure there was one room that had all the clothing that they're going to wear.
It's like the locker room.
Now, why did he need 96? You'll see. L'niach b'm ha-begodim, to put the begodim. Now, what do you have? Arba chalonos, four cubicles, l'chol mishmor, for every watch. Okay, and we know there were 24 watches. So 24 times 4 is 96. V'shem kol mishmor, and the name of every watch, kasuv achalonosov, they were written on the cubicles. So every four cubicles had one mishmor written on it. So one mishmor had four cubicles. All right, you'll see why. V'kulum, so they're all locked. Nobody could get into it. Now, what happened? And when it was your week to go and work on Anshei Mishmor, you know which four lockers were yours. Chalonehem, post-chalonehem, they'd open them up. Kol Yemei Shabbosan, that whole week. Venotlam and Kalim, and they would take the clothes that they needed. Ukashiyotzim, when they were going to leave, when they're finished with their week. Machsir and Habagodim L'chalonehem, they would return the garments to their place, to the lockers. Vesoslam and close them. For another 24 weeks till they'll come back.
But would they be clean enough?
Well, obviously, you can't wash them.
Right.
So if anything's really
dirty, you can't wear dirty.
You put them away and you get some. You discard them, and that's it. There was lots.
How about different sizes?
Well, I imagine there's all kinds of sizes too. Yeah. There's lots. You'll see now where the detail.
It wasn't like pantyhose.
Now, why did each group need four lockers? Why need four lockers?
Well, how many guys are in each group?
Now, it's something to do with guys.
How big was the locker?
How many types of clothing were there?
Four.
The lama test. The lama. Why did every mishmer need four cubicles? We didn't want the clothes to get mixed up. Because if you mix them up, you may not put them in the right order. There was an order as to how they put their clothes on. The Rama doesn't tell you this, but the order was pants first, then the shirt, then the belt, and then the hat. That was the order. So you can imagine cubicles were in that order.
Right.
So in other words, all elakola mechnasayim kolachet, all the pants were in one cubicle. The kusel is written on it, mechnasayim. So it has the name of the family, the mishmar, and then mechnasayim. Then the belts in one cubicle because of avnet, they're in an avnet. And all the hats kulam b'chalon echad. And the shirts kulam b'chalon echad also. So therefore, you wouldn't make it. You just walk right past. Here, I'm taking one of this, one, and then you put it on. Take another one, put it on. Take another one, put it on. So it went very good like clock, where you wouldn't make any mistakes. Obviously, you check to see one that the size fit you, of course. Yud, Kohen Gadol. What about the Kohen Gadol? Where was his clothing? Meniach Big Dezal Velishka. So his eight garments, which were called the golden clothes, were put in his office by Lila at night at the end of the day. Obeyeshi, it's amazing when he leaves the base of Mishnah. When he was not in the base of Mishnah, he put on a nice Bekesha. You know?
What color?
I don't know. But he would put on regular clothes. Now, of course, it was better for him to be most of them in the base of Mishnah, but he had to go to sleep at night. So then he would put the clothes away. Yud Aleph. Big day kahuna. Now, on the one hand, you figure, when should they be? Are you normally allowed to benefit from something that belongs to the base?
No, that's
no. So you'd figure they can only wear it when they were actually doing avoda. Actually doing avoda, sprinkling blood, carrying body parts, whatever. But, you know, a kohen wasn't necessarily working the whole day.
No.
He might be doing doing one job at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then maybe another job at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and this and that. So when were they allowed to wear it? So Yud Aleph, Big Day Kohuna Mutalans of the kohen could benefit from those clothing. Lafika Devra Lovsham Biyom Avodah, so they could wear it on the day that he's on call to do avoda. Even if he's not actually doing any avoda at that particular hour, you could still wear them because not going to make him crazy. Take them on, take them off, take them on, take them off. Hold on. Except for the belt. The belt was shotness. So you can only wear the belt. Make sure you're shotness. You can only wear it. And we continue on with you, Ralph. We don't stop.
Yeah.
The brackets should base. Also, the coin head in the love show. Coin head, you cannot wear the belt. Elabishasavoda only during the avoda.
So it's off a lot.
Now this is Yud Beis. Ain't okayim lo shim havoda ela tsemer v'shvat. The only garments that can be worn are made out of tsemer, which is wool, and pishtim, which is linen. That's the only material. Now, interesting. Yud Gimel, the Rambam is going to define Torah terms for you. In Yud Gimel, Yud Aled, and Tesvav, these terms that are said in the Torah, he's telling you what these terms mean as they relate to the application of the clothing.
Sorry, isn't it just the sash that's woolen linen? Why is he saying that?
That's the only material. That's what he means
either
to say.
Or linen
they're
or
either wool or linen, okay. And that's it. Those are the only two materials can be used for their garments.
They didn't use cotton.
Yud Gimel. Now he's going to get into the materials. Whenever you hear in the Torah, when it describes the material, it says the word sheish, ovad, or that word vad, hu hapishim, that is linen,
flax.
Vahu, and in Mishnaic terminology, it's called boots. All four terms
Esther,
are, exactly, they're all synonymous. Sheish, vad, pishtim, and boots. Also, when you ever see in Torah, sheish, vad, that means linen. When it says tcheles, hamor b'chol makom, Huatsemer Hatsavua, it is the wool that's dyed ke'etzem shemaim, like sky blue, shupasuch mina kochal, that has a little bit of dark blue mixed in, but it's lighter than dark blue. It's a sky blue. That's what it means when it says techeles.
But we don't have that.
Now, argaman, what's argaman? Rambam has purple. Unique shita here. Unique shita. Most say purple. Rambam doesn't.
No.
Argaman. Who? I know, but I said in general argaman.
Red.
But that's the most. But the Rambam not.
Red.
Argaman who at semer tzvadim. It's red. It's a red wool. Betolas shani. What's la shani? Who at semer tzvadim betolas. We learned in the Rambam earlier in other halachas. It's the wool that's dyed. From the tolas, it's a type of a seed from a particular tree that has a certain type of a juice that comes out of it, and also gnats, G-N-A-T-s, fly out of it. So you take the gnat and you squeeze it, and you get a certain color, and that is the color that makes it scarlet red, a dark red. So we got the dark red. You got regular red, or we call it, you got red.
Like O'Hara.
Yeah, so dark red. Okay, that's one definition. Okay, other definitions. Yudali. Kamak of Shemar Torah, sheish. Whenever it says that it's sheish, o sheish mashazor, twisted sheish, what does it mean? It's talking about how many ply is the wool? How many ply? You know, just like over here.
Strands. How many strands?
Like this strand, you know, every one of these strands is how many? How many?
Eight.
Eight. This is eight ply. There's eight strands, but each strand, if I would take it apart, which I wouldn't want to do because if I take it away, it'll break it. But if I would, I'd have eight strands over there. So now, how many strands would it? When it says sheish, sheish means six. Or sheish, mashes, or twisted six. Sharsha, achut, kafel, shisha. It has to be six ply. Umavish number bad, if it just says bad, which you already had before, bad. Im hoyachut, echot, levado, kosher. If it had one ply, it would be bidiyevid kosher. But umisvim, ramovchar, shia, kofesh, it should also, for the better mitzvah, be six ply. When you use the term washazor, that's referring to wool and not linen for sure. Bilvad, only the term, not sheish mashazor, just mashazor. It has to be eight ply. Okay. Tesvav. Kom makam shenemar Torah masero came. The actions of a weaver. What does that mean? Hushite hatsuros hanasos bariga. The shapes that are made in the weaving. It's only on one side of the weaving. If you weave the garment, so one side is a picture, a shape. You know, they would weave it, and there'd be pictures,
a design.
So if it says masareukem, it means on one side of the clothing, it's a design. When it says umase choshev, not masareukem, choshev, hushitiyatsura nears to be shnei soipanor. It's you can see two on both sides. There's an image on one side, image on the other side. Okay, now what's the shape of the begadim? The size and things like this. V'keitzad ma'asa begadim. How were the clothing made? Hakutones, the tunic. Bein shel kohen gadol, bein shel kohen head. Doesn't matter what kind of kohen you are. Mishubetzes, so I say, it was a box-like stitch, crisscross. Okay? Shehi batim. They're like boxes, batim, barigoso, in the weaving. Kemo besa kosos, like the maw of an animal. If you'd cut it out, it is a crisscross, like the weef and the woof, right? Kedar shows the organ like the weavers make by Bgodi and Hashim when they make tougher material. All right, so that's the way it is woven. It's woven crisscross box skitch. Ubase, you know, you made the kutones was one thing. But what about the arms? The arms were made separately. Yad shalah neragifneyatsu, the sleeve. The sleeve was made on its own. Umachabernos, and they would connect it in gufa kutones with the main part of the tunic. Bitfir sewing. This is the only thing of all the clothes that was sewed with a needle. Everything else was woven. Ram will say it in a minute. Only that separated sleeve with the rest of the tunic. Yudzayin. Orech hakutanas. How long was the tunic? Atzol mani alkev. It goes above the heel. So by your ankle. It goes till your ankle. That's the right measurement. Varech beis yad shalah. How about the length of the hand? Ad pas yad. Until the wrist. But how wide was the sleeve? The sleeve be as wide as the hand. So it'll be pretty wide all the way up. All right. Yurches. Hamich nasayim. The pants aren't really pants. The better term would be shorts, as you'll see. Bein shel kohen gadol, bein shel kohen head. It doesn't matter if you're kohen gadol, kohen head yet. Now, obviously, you wouldn't see these because the tunic is going all the way down to your ankles. But anyway, they were hame. They were like mimosnaim from the loins. Ad yirechayim until the hips. What is that exactly? Shulamala min ha-tabor. It's above the navel. Karov min ha-lev. Close to the heart. Means mid-chest area. That's the top. The top would be mid-chest. Ad sof ha-yorech. Until the bottom of the thigh. Shuarko, which is the knee. So it's a shorts that goes a little bit higher than our shorts. Usually our shorts are belt. So it's a little bit higher than belt. Like say by the ribs over here. Mm-hmm. So it's starting here. Going till the knee. All right, ushnutzim, and there were straps to that to tighten the waist. Yesh lohem vein lohem lo beis hanekev. There'd be no hole in the back if you wanted to eliminate from the back directly through there. Velo beis ha'erva, and there'd be no, let's say, like a pouch in the front to hold your private part in the front, but rather, and it would be because it could like make that body part a bit warm, not tight fitting. In other words, Elam Ukovin Kamin Kis was like a pouch. In other words, so it wouldn't cause you to get any stimulation by that being tight underwear. And the only way you could go to the bathroom was by taking your pants off.
Right.
There were no holes. You had to take
the front. You said not the back.
The tunic.
Well, you had to take your pants off. The tunic maybe could have kept it on, mm-hmm. and that could be tznias stick, you see. Okay, your test.
Just lift it up.
Yep. Hamitz nefesh shel kohen gadol. Now the hat of the kohen gadol, oh hedged the kohen hedged orko, its length. Remember, it was a turban like, so there's lots of twining.
Only the kohen gadol had the turban.
But they also was wound. They were both wound. One was the shape of a turban, and one was the shape of a hat. So orko, the length was shesh esrei amos, 16 amos, approximately between 24 and 32 feet. A lot of winding going on over there. Ba'avnet, and the belt. Rachbo kamo shalosh etzbos was as wide as three thumbs, which is 2 centimeters, about a half an inch. What? No, an inch is 2.7. What's an inch?
An inch is 2.54.
2.54. So three thumbs, approximately. That's the width of the belt. For orko, and its length, shtaim u'shloshim amos, 32 amos, between 48 and 64 feet. Okay, makifo, so what do? You surround him with zero character. He says wound and wound, and depending on your girth, that's how many times you wound it. And all the garments of the Kohanim, Enos and some Maise Machet, they would not be sewn, none of them, except for I said the sleeve. Ela Maise Oreg, just woven, Shenemar, Masa, Orev, it was a woven thing. And we even finished with a few minutes to spare. How do you like that? So Mirz Hashem Morty will start from chapter 9.
Monday.
On Muntik.